Zayin Amud Beis, about 20 lines up from the bottom, 15 lines up from the bottom, Tanu Rabbanan. We already learned the first part of the pasuk, Asher takrivu l'Hashem lo se'afeh chametz ki chosar v'chol devash, lo saktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem is the end of the pasuk, and that's what we're building on here, is the ending of the pasuk, which says, lo saktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem. So that's our jumping off point for today. Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa asks a question. I have karbanos. Many of my karbanos have two parts to them. The part that goes on the mizbeach, or is used for a specific purpose, and then the shirayim, the remainder. So what if I put the remainder on the mizbeach? I decide, you know what, I'm going to take the meat from the karban that I could have eaten, the karban could have eaten, and I'll put it on the mizbeach instead. Ooh-ah. Baruch haba. So he says, "Minayin lamale mi b'sar chatas mi b'sar oshem mi b'sar kodshe kodshim mi kodshim kal mi mosar omi mosar shtei alechem." We're about 20 lines up from the bottom on Zayin Amud Beis. How do you know that all of these items, which are those shirayim, which are the remainder, the meat from the karban chatas, the meat from the osham, the meat from kodshe kodshim in general, Rashi gives you zivche shalmei tzibur, for example, the lambs of Shavuos, from kodshim kalam, mimosar ha'omer, right, because you take the komets from the omer and put on the mizbeach, what about the remainder? Mimosar shtei alechem, umi lechem haponim. As well as Mosar Shtei Halechem, he mentions here. If you take a look at Rashi, he says, Umi Shtei Halechem Kvar Olu Chelvei Kivsei Atzeret. This is actually a trick line. Mosar Shtei Halechem. Let me explain that. When we bring the carbon on Shavuos, we have the lambs, and then you have the bread. The bread is entirely eaten. The lambs go on the Mizbeach. When he says Mosar Shtei Halechem, what he really means is the Shtei Halechem themselves, the two loaves in entirety. That's going to matter later in the Gemara for today. So keep that in mind. As well as in Lechem Hapanim, it's the same situation. Lechem Hapanim is eaten. He means the entire Lechem Hapanim. Umishiyare Menachos, or the remnants of any Mincha, Shu Belo Saseh. How do I know? You're not allowed to decide, you know what, I want to give everything to Hashem. It's all going on the Mizbeach. Tamaloma, the end of the Pasuk we've been looking at, Kichol Seor V'chol Devash Lo Saktiru Mimenu Yishal Hashem, don't bring any seor or dvash on the mizbeach. But he takes the word mimenu from it and says kol shehu mimenu leishim, or in Rashi's edition kol shehu mimenu leishim harayu bebal taktiru. The rule is that if some part of this entity has already been on the mizbeach, you're not allowed to put this part on the mizbeach. This is not regulation. It's not. It doesn't belong. And in fact, there's an isser. You're not allowed to put it on the mizbeach separate from the seor and dvash discussion in this pasuk. That's the idea. To which the Gemara asks the question about Moser Shtei Alechem. Ushtei Alechem Velechem Apanim Yesh Mehen Leishim. What part of these breads went on the Mizbeach? Vatanya, don't you know the Braisa? Yatz Ushtei Alechem Velechem Apanim She'ein Mehem Leishim. We haven't seen that Braisa yet. That's coming up. So, Amar Rav Sheshes Ein Migufo Leishim. Rav Sheshes explains that line means that the entity itself doesn't go, but it's associated with things that go. If you take a look at Rashi, Ein Migufo Leishim Hilchach Le'inyan Agasha Lo regarding the braisa that you're going to see on Daf Samach, which excluded them. It said they're not like other menachos in the sense that they're not brought to the mizbeach. Aval, however, le'inyan haktara, as far as our discussion here about part of it going on the mizbeach, shirayim ninu, they are considered to be remainders, de kvasim, because the lambs of Shavuos, ubazichin, and the levona, the frankincense of Shabbos, matirin osan, they permit you to eat them, therefore they have matirin, and they are themselves considered to be Moser. That's the idea, the Shirayim, correct. So, again, for our purposes, we are building on the end of the Pasuk that we've been using all along, and saying that you can't put something on the Mizbeach if some other part of it was supposed to go on and went on. Now, this part does not go on the Mizbeach, and indeed, there's an Isser, there's a prohibition against doing so. So the Gemara wants to know, okay, I can't put it on the Mizbeach. What about putting it on the ramp? Itmar, we learned. 8 lines up from the bottom. Hamala mikula malgabe hakevesh. If you take from any of these entities and put them on the ramp to the mizbeach, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev. Rabbi Yochanan says you are already liable, as Rashi says, ki ilu ha'elahu ala mizbeach, as though you put it on the mizbeach itself. Rabbi Lazar Omar Potter. Rabbi Lazar says no, you're Potter. This raises certain questions that Tosfos asks regarding the floor of the Beis Hamikdash itself, because we said back in Zvachim Nuntes that the floor of the Beis Hamikdash was sanctified like the top of the Mizbeach. So does that mean now I'm already chayav? It's like I already put out there. Clearly not, but Tosfos has to walk you through it in Tosfos Aim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav, why? Disanya Hamizbeach Ein Li Ela Mizbeach Kevash Minayin. He says the pasuk says Hamizbeach, the Mizbeach itself, meaning Rashi explains in the pasuk Vela Mizbeach Lo Yalu. That's what we're quoting. It will be in the next line in the Gemara. But Hamizbeach means don't put it on the Mizbeach itself. Kevash Minayin. How do I know about the ramp? Talmud Lomar Vela Mizbeach Lo Yalu L'Reach Nichalach. It shouldn't say L'Ratzon. It should say L'Reach Nichalach. The pasuk says these things in context, it's talking about the Shtei Halachim and the Bikurim, shall not go up on the Mizbeach, but even Lo Yalu, they don't even go up towards the Mizbeach, meaning the ramp. Rabbi Elazar Amar Potter, whereas Rabbi Elazar says it's not true, he says you are exempt if you put it on the ramp. My time, or why? Damar Kross, or Udvash, Korban Reishis Takrivu Osam, we're taking bits and pieces of the Pasuk, it's still talking about the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos and the Bikurim, and he says, the Pasuk says, Takrivu Osam, Osam Hu De Rabbi Lach Keveshkim, Izbeach Avamidi Achrin Alo, he says, regarding specifically the Shtei Alechem and the Bikurim, which incorporates Seor and Devash, those items don't go on the ramp even. But the rule of Kol Shem Imenu Le'ishim, that you don't put something on the Mizbeach if part of it already has been up, that's Mizbeach specific. So according to Rabbi Elazar, there are two different parts to this law. Number one, Seor and Dvash don't even go on the ramp. All the others don't go on the top of the Mizbeach. That's the idea. So Rabbi Elazar learned this limitation based on the word Osam. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with the word Osam? Top of Nun Chesem at Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan, hi Osam, my Avile. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with the word Osam? He uses it for the following braisa regarding what can come from Seor and Devash. Yochol Yehe Yachid Misnadev Umevi Kayotze Ba Nidava. I might think, we know that there's an exception to the Seor rule for the Shtei Alechem, the two loaves of Shavuos, you bring from Seor. So I might think that an individual could decide, I would like to dedicate a mincha that's modeled on the Shtei Alechem. I will bring my own personal Shtei Alechem, and it will be of Seor, because it's modeled on the Shtei Alechem, which can be Seor. That's what someone might suggest. V'kare aniba, motzas v'secha tishmor v'asisa. That's a valid neder. He will be obligated now to actually do so. Don't tell him he can't do it. He made a neder. Tamalomar korban reishis takrivu. No, because regarding the Shtei Alechem, we say, as well as the Bikurim, for that matter, with its honey, they shall bring this korban, or you shall bring the korban reishis, but it's in the plural. Tzibur amarti l'chavelo yachid. It is unique to the tzibur. So I might think, still, okay, the tzibur can do it as an adava. Yacho lo ye yachid mevi, sheino mevi chavasa kayotze ba. I might think an individual cannot bring something that is that has seor because of the shtei alechem, and he doesn't have any precedent for bringing personal karbanos to the shtei alechem. Fine. That are seor. Aval ye hate tzibur mevi, but perhaps the community could. Rashi says bringing from the shkalim. You could bring from the Machtes HaShekel, you could have the community bring Mincha from Seor, modeled on the Shtei Alechem, Shemedi Chavasa Kayotzeba, because after all, they have an obligatory carbon like that, an obligatory Mincha like that. Tamalomar Osam, that's what Rabbi Yochanan deduces from the word Osam. You can't, only these are meant to be brought from Seor. Only these. Umay Yesh L'Chalahavi, what are these? Shtei Alechem in HaSeor, Ubikurim in HaDvash. The Shtei Alechem from the Seor, and the Bikurim from the Dvash, and nothing else comes from these things. Now the Gemara is about to challenge that. We're not going to accept that so fast. And those do not go themselves, right? Those end up not going on the Mizbeach, correct. To follow up from yesterday, I had that Abnei Nezer that we didn't have time for. The Abnei Nezer wants to know why it is that the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos come from Chametz, but on the other hand, the Lechem Apanim on Shabbos do not come from Chametz, and on Pesach you're not allowed to eat Chametz. So he has a very interesting idea. It ties into a Zohar, ties onto a Ramban, and basically the idea is that the Chametz classically represents the Eitz Hara. We always compare the Chametz to the Eitz Hara. The Seor Shavisa is the language the Gemara uses for the Eitz Hara. So he says in the beginning of a process of growth, you can't have anything there from the Eitz Hara. You can't deal with it. You can't contend with it. So he says that the Lechem Apanim that you put out anew every Shabbos represents the beginning of the week, you remove the old, that was the culmination of the previous week, and you start with the new that's leading you into the new week. It's the beginning of the process. You can't have any chametz there, any yetzahara there at all. Just like Pesach, the beginning of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Once you get to Shavuos, though, you have culminated your growth, you've reached a height, now you're ready for what Rabbi Akiva calls, and the Gemara calls, Shnei Yitzrecha, to use the Yetzer Tov and even the Yetzer Ra to serve Hashem, and at that point you bring your karban, including the chametz, including the Seor, you have the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos. It's a nice idea. It's good for a yontif table on Shavuos. Lechem Apanim is all matzah. The only ones that are chametz are 10 loaves of the Lachmei Todah. What he'll do to explain the Lachmei Todah, I don't know. And the Shtei Alechem. Maybe the Alechi, the Yitzhar, is also glad to survive. And therefore he brings a Karban Todah also. Yes. Yeah, the Gemara is going to talk about the shape of them, of them and the point was made yesterday. Yes, it was fresh, warm matzah. I think it was probably the soft matzah they got from softmatzah.com. was probably what they're using. I mean, the Gemara is going to tell us actually the shape of the of the chalapanim. It's a very interesting shape. It's not at all what anyone imagines. Yes, nice big loaves. They are braided, no doubt. Okay, but that's the Avnei Nezer on that. In terms of which Devash is off limits, you should know it's a machlokas. Rashi, Tosfos, Rashbam all say that the Devash that's off limits means the sweetness of the fruits. So you think of like dates. Taking that devash. However, the Radvaz, and this is brought in the Menchas Chinuch as well, says that it includes bee honey also. Because bee honey is fundamentally coming from the flowers. It's viewed as the same product, just it's been cycled through the bee. If you remember the Gemara in Chulin that wants to know, how do you know that honey is mutter at all? That becomes very interesting. And the question of Erez Zavatzchalav Advash, what devash is that referring to? But that's the Radvaz in the Menchas Chinuch. Okay, and you're doubtless familiar with the various explanations for why devash should be off limits on the Mizbeach. They talk about it being the artificial sweetener, or it's because it's all sweet, and therefore it doesn't represent the true world in which there's din, or the Rambam that Ovdei Avodah Zarah used it in their korbanos, therefore we don't use it in ours. All sorts of fun explanations for what we can learn, fun and often mutually contradictory explanations for what we can learn from Seor and devash. But in any case, the statement that we just made in the Gemara is that you can't bring your own version of Shtei Alechem. The community may not bring its own version of Shtei Alechem. It's only this one carbon that's brought on Shavuos. So the Gemara now wants to know if that's really true. Ushtei Alechem, about 10, 12 lines down. Ushtei Alechem lo yikarbu nedava. The Shtei Alechem can't be brought as a voluntary carbon. You can't stop bring it. Vatanya, what about the following brisa? Im ne'amar kol se'or, lama ne'amar kol devash. Vim ne'amar kol devash, lama ne'amar kol se'or. Ki kol se'or v'chol devash, lo zaktiru mimenu. The Torah uses the word kol here multiple times. What is it trying to teach me? The answer is because I couldn't have deduced one from the other, Seor from Dvash, or vice versa, and therefore I need to state specific rules for each one that I'm including with the word kol. Seor is different because hutar michlalo b'mikdash, because there are cases where you can bring Seor, the ten lachmei todah, as well as the shtei alechem, granted that they're not going on the mizbeach, but they're brought as part of a karbon. And so I might have thought that Seor could be used. In general, we'd be more lenient regarding Seor. And Devash lo hutar michlalo b'mikdash, because Devash we never use in a karbon. On the other hand, I would have been more lenient regarding Devash, saying Devash hutar b'shiyari menachos. You are allowed to prepare the remnants of a mincha with Devash. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Chulin. We saw it back in Zvachim Zad Tzadi Aleph. But Rashi says, Imrotza lalo shlotagin shiyari mincha b'dvash mutar. If you want to knead or fry up the remnants of the mincha that you're going to eat in honey, you can do that. Remember, we talked about this, and if you read my Pesach to Go article, you saw it there as well. The matnos kahuna may be eaten in whatever way royalty deems appropriate. So you can use devash for the remnants of the menachos, but seor lo huta b'shiyari menachos. It's not true regarding seor. As we said in the Gemara already earlier, Rashi quotes quoted Chelkam Nasati Osa, right? We said Lo Se'afeh Chelkam. Even the Shirayim may not become Chametz. So each one, the Dvash and the Se'or, has a Kula associated with it. Hamid Neshe Yesh B'Se'or Masha'in B'Dvash V'Yesh B'Dvash Masha'in B'Se'or Hotzuchlomer Kol Se'or V'Hotzuchlomer Kol Dvash. That's the idea. So the Braisa says to me, okay, we haven't yet brought why this is relevant for us directly yet, but the Braisa says to me that there are cases in which Se'or may be used. So he says, aha, Se'or dehuta michlala b'mikdash mainihu. What is the case that this Braisa is talking about in which you have permission to use Se'or in the mikdash? Lav shtei alechem tekarvin adava. Isn't that talking about a person bringing a voluntary version of the shtei alechem, which are Se'or? Isn't that my case? Rashi explains why I assume that. He says, tekarvin adava b'mizbeach. Di'im mehanach techova lamatzila meimar. Dehalo huta b'mikdash telo karv l'mizbeach. He says, don't tell me that it's talking about the Shtei Alechem. Don't tell me it's talking about the Lachmei Todah, because those don't go on the Mizbeach. Those don't have an element on the Mizbeach. The Shtei Alechem comes with animals that go on the Mizbeach. So he says, maybe that's what we're talking about. Amar Rav Amram lo. Rav Amram says, no. Likarev imohen, or lekarev imohen, Rashi says, which fits better. He says, the idea is, in fact, the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos, because they have the lambs that go with them on the Mizbeach, or the Lachmei Todah, perhaps, which have the Karban Todah with them. Iachi, if so, Bikurim Nami. Well, then wait a minute. You told me that that's only for Se'or, not for Devash. But Devash also, when it comes as part of the Bikurim, has something that you bring besides the Devash. Disnat, as the Mishnah says, Hagozalo Shagabe Asalan Hayu Olos Vasalim Shabiyadim Nitin Lakonim, or Umash Shabiyadim Nitin Lakonim. They brought birds along with the Bikurim. It says here, it sounds like the opening of the Olympics. They would have them go flying off, but apparently there's a suggestion that some of them were brought as karbanos. So isn't that something, when he says olos, he doesn't mean olos flying off into the air, he means olos on the mizbeach. So the point for our purposes is that you have with the bikurim parts that are going on the mizbeach too. So when you told me that se'or is hutar michlalo, because sometimes we bring se'or with things that go on the mizbeach, Devash also, with the Bikurim, is being brought with birds that go on the Mizbeach. To which he says, no. Han hula ater Bikurim huda asu. That is only there to decorate the baskets of the Bikurim. Rashi explains, v'lav chova ninu. They're not obligatory. They're not requirements, these birds. It's just something that people did. That's not the same thing as when you bring your shtei alechem, then they come with two lambs that must go. You have two lambs, it's not the shtei alechem. That's a different story. So the upshot of what we've said once again is only shtei alechem may be brought shtei alechem may only be brought as the required communal karban. You can't bring an additional karban out of se'or, modeling it on the shtei alechem. That's the idea. The Gemara now returns.
They
brought them as karbanola. They brought them as olos on the mizbeach. But you didn't have to bring them. You could have just brought your bikurim sam. Okay, so we now return to the discussion about kol shemimenu leishim lo saktiru mimenu ishel Hashem. If some part of the carbon went on the mizbeach, you can't bring the rest of it on the mizbeach. That's what we want to know. So our first question is: when you say kol shemimenu leishim, anything that had some part go on the fire, does that mean literally if it had some part go on the fire, or even if it's part of something called a carbon and it's not usually put on the mizbeach? What about that? And we have two test cases. One is the meat from the Chatas Ha'of, because remember, no part of the Chatas Ha'of is going on the Mizbeach. That's one question. And then the other question is Lok Shemen Shel Metzora, the oil that the Metzora brings with his Karban Hashem. No part of it goes on the Mizbeach. So is that subject to this rule as well, that you're liable if you put the oil on the Mizbeach? That's what we want to know. Boy, Rami Bar Chama Mei Rav Chista. Rami Bar Chama asks Rav Chista, Hamala mi besar Chatas Ha'of agabi Mizbeach Mahu. What if you take from the meat of the Chatas Ha'of and put it on the Mizbeach? On the one hand, Kol Shemimenu Leishim Amar Rachmana, we're talking about, the Torah says, only don't bring things if part of them went on the Mizbeach. V'hai eimi menu le'ishim. None of the Chatas Ha'of is going on the Mizbeach. O Dilma, or perhaps I'll say, kol sheshmo karbon. It's anything that's called a karbon even. V'hai nami shmo karbon. And this is also called a karban. That's what we want to know. Amar le kol sheshmo karban vahinami shmo karban. He says it's anything that is a karban. It doesn't matter whether the whether it's bimenu le'ishim or not. It's called a karban. That's good enough. Why is that? Where did we invent this idea? Rashi explains where we got this idea from. Rashi, the beginning of the wider lines. Kol sheshmo karban amar achmana de lo yaktiru mishiyarav dach iksiv basar da ukra karban reishis umikra nidrash lefanav. Because the next pasuk is going to start karban. So my idea is, lo zaktiru imenu yishel Hashem korban. If it is called korban, don't bring from it on the mizbeach inappropriately. This is actually a major thing. I just recognize what we're talking about in this and in the previous discussion about the shvei alechem. It's the question of, can I choose to give something some? We have a framework for giving voluntary gifts, for giving the davos, and what we're learning here is there's a limitation. Certain things, Hashem says, I don't want them on my mizbeach. I know you want to give it to me as a gift. I still don't want it on my mizbeach. With Mother's Day coming up, this is good to remember. Certain things are not really gifts. You think it's a gift. So that's the statement. That's the idea. Kitanoi. And in fact, this turns out to be a machlokes tanoim, whether we apply it to all things that are called karban or not. Kitanoi, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, kol shemimenu le'ishim. Rabbi Eliezer says the standard is only if some part of it went on the fire, then the rest of it doesn't go on the mizbeach. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kol sheshmo karban. Rabbi Akiva says no, if it's called karban and it's not designated for the fire, you can't put it on the fire. My benayu, what's the difference? Amar chizda besar chadas ha'of ika benayu. He'll say, the case we just gave, the meat from the chadas ha'of, rav amar log shemen shal mitzara ika benayu. The oil for the mitzara, even though it comes with the asham, Rashi says the asham is not considered linked to it. The tani levi kol karbanam l'rabos log shemen shal mitzara. That's the idea that the log shemen shal mitzara is also called karban. I wonder, by the way, we had this discussion back in Zvachim, what about if you bring it as fuel, right? We call it eitzim. I wonder if you would still be chayiv. My gut says no, that calling something eitzim really does make this permissible, but I can't prove that from this discussion.
Does that mean if you would bring like honey as like for keitzim mizbeach or something like that?
That would be no good. That's for sure. Keitzim mizbeach for sure would be no good. That's calling it a karban. It's calling it a nedava.
Okay, but bringing it as eitzim.
As eitzim, meaning saying, I'm just putting it on the mizbeach, it's not a karban, it's just fuel.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd want to do it, but theoretically. Tanu Rabbanan. We now continue with this pasuk of Kichol Seor v'chol devash lo saktiru mimenu yishel Hashem, and we say the following. Seor, we have bal taktiru, the Bach says, lo taktiru.
Yeah.
Ein li ela kulo. Miktsaso minayin. That only tells me I can't bring pure seor on the mizbeach. I'm sorry, not pure, a measure of seor on the mizbeach. We'll see what the measure is in a moment. But you can't bring a measure of seor on the mizbeach. Miktsaso minayin. What about a partial shear on the mizbeach? Talmud Omar, the pasuk says, kol at all. A ruvo minayin. What about a mixture that happens to contain some seor? Talmud Omar, ki kol. That's what I get out of the word ki. And of course we have ki chol seor and ki chol devash, so we're going to do the same thing for that. Maika Omar, what is he saying here with this issue of kula and miktsaso? So Amar Abaye hachi kamar. Abaye gives us one version. Now, go with it. Abaye says hachi kamar, seor lo saktiru or bal taktiru, ein li ela kezayas. That's the kezayas, and then chatzi zayas minayin, tamal omar kol. It's about kezayis versus chatzizayis. A ruvo minayin, and how about a mixture? As we said, tamalomar ki kol. So if you mix it together, you mix your seor with some matzah, Rashi says, you're still chayiv. Rava amar hachiki amar. Rava says this is the way to take it. Seor lo saktiru or bal taktiru, ein li ela kometz. The measure is not kezayis, the measure is a kometz, the fistful. The chatzi kometz minayin. What about half a kometz? Tamalomar kol, and then a ruva minayin. Tamalomar ki kol. That's his version of it. Why do I have a machlokes? Right, kometz is clearly bigger than a kezayis. Maybe more than two kezayisim, as we've discussed.
Kometz is subjective.
Yes, but it's bigger than a kezayis. That's part of this machlokes. Watch the next lines. But my kamiflagi, what's their machlokes? Abaye savar yesh kometz pachas mishnei zeisim. Abaye says it's possible to have a kometz that's less than two olive-sized amounts, and therefore And therefore, the shear isn't the comets. The shear is the kezias. V'yesh haktara p'chusami kezias. It's even possible for it to be called haktara if it's less than a kezias. Therefore, right. Therefore, even the chatzi, I'm going to be chayav for. V'rava amar ein comets pachos mishnei zesim. We discussed this, and we even went to talk about grain by grain whether it's called haktara. The v'rava amar ein comets pachos mishnei zesim. He says there's no such thing as a comet that's less than two kezasim. V'ein haktara p'chusami kezias. And it's not called haktara if it's less than a kezias. Ergo, therefore, you are not going to be chayav for doing less than a kezias. The Margalios HaShas quotes the Ostrovtzer saying, ki kol, if you write the word out male, ki, kaf, yud, kol, kaf, lamed, is the same in gematria as a ruvo, 294. So ki kol teaches you a ruvo. I don't know about Kol Shemimenu Le'ishim and have Frigmanic Mashia for that, but at least for Ki Kol we have a good mnemonic. Okay. This now introduces us to a brief version, although Tosfos sees fit to make it a longer version, of the Machlokas regarding Lav Shebichlalos. Remember what Lav Shebichlalos is. If I have a Lo Saseh in the Torah, which covers a full set of cases, but it does it in one summed up way, it's for sure usser. I can't do all the individual cases, but I'm not going to get malkos for it, potentially, because it's not similar to the lo saseh of lo sachsam shor bedisho, not to muzzle an ox while it's threshing. In that paradigmatic case of a lo saseh for which there are malkos, the Torah specifies the action that's prohibited. If the Torah simply says, don't do, and it mentions a set of actions, then you're not going to get malkos. That's the idea of ein lokin alav shebichlalos. So the question is here, when the Torah says, don't bring se'or and dvash, is that as though the Torah specified, don't bring se'or, don't bring dvash, and therefore there are malkos for each one? Or do I say, no, this is called alav shebichlalos, and therefore there are no malkos for bringing them? There's going to be there'll be multiple approaches to the next, looks like a simple seven lines. It's anything but. Watch this. Itmar, we learned. Amale misor umi dvash al gabe hamizbeach. Rashi says she'ir von yachad. You mix them together. Okay, so you bring a big mix of honey and sourdough on the mizbeach, the al gabe hamizbeach. So the version that we have has Rava first and then Abaye. I'm going to stick to that version for simplicity's sake as I say it, but know that the Kesef Mishnah disagreed, and they noted here, and they noted elsewhere in the Gemara where this Machlokas shows up, and reversed it. The reason why they reversed it, it seems, is because we're presenting Rava first and Abaye responding to Rava, and that's not the norm, because Rava is the Talmud of Abaye. Usually, it's Abaye first and then Rava. And sometimes we resolve that problem by actually saying it's not Rava, it's Rava. It's Rava and then Abaye, who was the Talmud of Rava. But in this case, what they do is they reverse it, they reverse the Shitos. But as we have it presented here, Amar Rava, Loka Mishum Seor, Veloka Mishum Devash. If you bring a mixture of Devash and Seor, you get Malkos for each, Loka Mishum Eruve Seor, Umishum Eruve Devash. And Malkos for the fact that it's a mixture containing Seor, and for the fact that it's a mixture containing Devash. So it's four separate sets of Malkos. Get ready before you bring this. Abaye Omar. Right, that's right. Well, if he's trying that, he should go open up Maseches Makos and learn about how he could be chayav for like 9 and 10 sets of Makos at the same time. He's a piker. Right, and he did it with Kilayim, no doubt. Abaye Omar, ein lokin al lav shebichlalos. Abaye says, no, this is a lav shebichlalos, and therefore there are no Makos. It sounds like really it's a machlokis as to whether this is a lav shebichlalos, not a machlokis about whether one gets Makos for lav shebichlalos. So the question now is, what does he mean when he says this is lav shebichlalos? Right, so take a look at Rashi, lav shebichlalos. Kol se'or, all se'or, demishtami minei se'or ve'eruvin. That includes se'or as well as mixtures of se'or. So that's why it's a klal. It's se'or as well as any mixture containing se'or. V'chein kol divash, demishtami minei, divash ve'eruvin. That it's divash as well as mixtures containing divash. Aval ilav kol, had you not had the word kol, mishum se'oru divash shakasev l'chabaz hara'achas lo mikri lav shebichlalos. It's not the fact that the pasuk lumps together se'or and divash. That That doesn't make it a lav shebechlalos. The lav akol chad kamahader, because you have a losase for each one independently. They just happen to appear in the same pasuk. V'achim mishtam v'seches nazir gabin mikol asher yeyasem migefan hayayin. They have a discussion there about it. Chartzanim zog and all that. They also have the discussion by Karban Pesach. Al tochlumi menu no v'ashem v'ushal b'mayim. Is that a lav shebechlalos? One low for a collective. So Abaye says this is a lav shebechlalos, and therefore there are no malkos. Now, what did Abaye mean when he said that? Two different versions of his statement. On my sheet, I actually did reverse Abaye and Rava, so it's within Rava if you're looking at the sheet. Version one, Ika de Amri, Chada Mihalaki. You get one set of malkos, which Rashi says means one set of malkos for Seor and its Ta'aroves, and one set of malkos for Devash and its Ta'aroves. That's Rashi. So it's really two sets.
But it usually would understand lav shebechlalos.
Correct. That's the way I would take it. However, the Shita Mekubetza says no. One set of malkos for Seor, one set of malkos for Dvash, and one set of malkos for both Ta'arovos. He takes it as a product of key call, being the lav shebechlalos for Ta'aroves in general, for mixtures in general. So he actually comes out with three sets. He says, everybody knows you're getting, not you, everybody knows that someone is getting malkos for Seor independently and for Dvash independently. The only question is Ta'aroves, and that's where the third one comes in. It's in the Shita Mekubetzes in Os Aleph for those who want to read the fine print themselves. V'ika de Amri in the Gemara, and an alternate version is Chadanami Lolaki. He's not even getting one set of malkos. Because he doesn't have a unique losase for each, like by muzzling the animal. Rashi says what this means is really no malkos at all. He brought this big mixture of Seor and Devash and everything else, and he's not getting malkos. That's Rashi. The Shita Mekubetzes disagrees and says once again there are individual malkos for Seor and for Devash, just no malkos for the mixtures. That's the way that he understands this this piece in the sugya. I brought you a chart on your sheet that begins with this coming Mishnah on Nintes Amad Aleph, and it runs us through the rest of the Masechta. Really, I should have put it in the introduction to Menachos, but I didn't notice that I had written it into my Gemara, or I would have. I've now retroactively put it into my file. But it takes you through all the different types of Menachos one might bring on the Mizbeach, whether they incorporate Shemen, Lavona, Tenufa, Hagasha or Shirayim going to the Kohen versus being burnt on the Mizbeach versus there not being Shirayim at all. There's one question mark there that I had in my original chart because of an issue on Ayin Beis Amud Beis, but keep the chart. I think it'll be useful in terms of as a reference for what we do with each of the Menachos.